Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Tainan Staff Yudalit. We are starting Yud Gimel Bay as the last two words on the daf. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Tsar Bas Biaka Moshe Hernish Shamash that have an Aliyah. So we're discussing Megillas Tainus, which was this Megillah, this scroll, this book, this Sefer that lists many different days that are many Yom Tovim. So it's usher to fast and eulogize, give a hespid on those days. And there's a machlekes in the Mishnah between our men Rabbi Yaisi if the day before and after them is usher as well. We're going to discuss a little bit later on. However, now we have something else regarding that. Kadad Tani, in regards to that which is taught, Yudalit and Alpha on the top. This is excluding people who already have fast days on them. In other words, even though the days listed in Megillas Tainus are usher to fast on, if a person had originally taken upon themselves that they will fast on that day, so then they're allowed to fast, and that's not in contradiction to this day of Megillas Tainus. Now, that's only if they had taken upon themselves a whole series of fast days. For example, if a person said, for the next 20 days of Monday and Thursday, I'm going to fast, and it happens to be that one of those days is a day of Megillas Tainus. So in that situation, a person's allowed to fast. Further clarifying this, Amar Bias Rabboni says, Shehut Tzarech Lazkir Be'erev, he also has to mention in the evening, which means the night before his fast, he has to say, Aneinu Shmana Esrei, and Ma'aseh Kadam Rab Zeir B'Shem Rab Chona. This is just like Rab Zeir said in the Rab Chona, that Aymra Kelele Shabbos Uchiyama. He says it, meaning he says Aneinu on a fast day, just like Shabbos and its day. In other words, just like on Shabbos, we start davening special Shabbos Shmana Esrei already Friday night, and also Shabbos day as well, of course. So it's the same thing with Aneinu on a fast day. Aneinu is mentioned the night before the fast and the day of the fast itself. Now, again, to quite a long discussion. Again, continue to talk about Megillas Tainus, but here in regards to a famous Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, right at the beginning, that tells us the Megillah is able to be read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tezvav of Adar. Now, the reason why it would be read earlier than the actual day of Purim is because we had these small towns that weren't able to read the Megillah on their own. They had to go into the big city, and the Chum weren't matriach them to go in on Purim itself. They would usually go in on just Monday and Thursday, and therefore, if it happens to be that, let's say, Purim is on Tuesday, they're allowed to read it on Monday, because they're in the big city on Monday anyway. That means that they'd be reading on the 13th, and if you make the Chashbon yourself, you'll find there's also situations where they would end up reading it on the 12th of Adar and even on the 11th of Adar. Now, that Mishnah also tells us that even though they're reading the Megillah early, it's not considered a Yom Tov, and they're allowed to fast and give a Spedim on that day. Now, the question is, in regards to which date, meaning which of these days of Adar, is the Mishnah referring to? And that's what the Gemara now speaks about. Masnisa, Oy b'chadosar krab yaisi, oy b'shnemasar krab meir. The Mishnah could only be referring to the 11th of Adar, according to Rabbi Yaisi, and the 12th of Adar, according to Rav Meir. We learned in the Mishnah that Rav Meir holds that just one of the days of Megillas Tainus itself, which is stated, that's usher to fast and give a eulogy on, but beforehand there's no problem. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi says even the day before is usher, and there's a day of Megillas Tainus called Yom Nikanar, which we're going to see in a moment what that is, and that's Yud Gimel Adar, so that's a special day that one's not allowed to fast and eulogize. So when the Mishnah in Megillah says, even if the Megillah is read early, you're allowed to fast and eulogize on that day, that's definitely not referring to Yud Gimel Adar. So at best it's referring to Yud Beis Adar according to Rav Meir or Yud Aleph Adar according to Rabbi Yaisi, because Rabbi Yaisi holds that the day before is Usur, and that's why Rabbi Yaisi wouldn't allow you to fast and eulogize on Yud Beis like Rav Meir does, so therefore it would have to be Yud Aleph. Now the problem is, if Kashal Rav Meir, even with Rav Meir, is problematic. Why is that? Because Loikein Tani, wasn't it also taught in Megillas Tainus between Usur Bei Yom Tirion, then on the 12th of Adar is Yom Tirion, and that's another special day? So according to this, even Yud Beis Adar is Usur Behesbiru B'Tainus. So the Mishnah can't say it's Motu Behesbiru B'Tainus as one of the days of Megillas Tainus, which it's also behesped Tainus. The answer is, if Amriyaka Ra'acha, Batal Yom Tirion, the day of Yom Tirion actually wasn't as Batal, that's because Yom Shneir Gulyon Supapos, it was the day that these two were killed, and that's what became Batal. Now, as Machlaikas, what exactly this day is, the general idea is that there are these two tzaddikim, Gulyon Supapos, it said about them that they're tzaddikim gemurim, that no one is able to stand in their machitza in Gan Eden because they're in such a high place. The daughter of a king was found murdered, and of course the blame was placed on the Jews. He threatened he was going to kill all the Jews unless the perpetrator came forth, and these two big tzaddikim, they decided to take the blame upon themselves, and of course they didn't do it. And here's where the Machlekes comes about. What exactly happened? Were they saved through an ace, and then later on they were killed for some different reason, or maybe they were killed by this king, but still that was a salvation for the whole community? Either which way, originally there was this day called Yom Tirion where there's a great salvation, and then later on they mevatel it because of Leonis and Papa's being killed, and therefore this is not a question. We continue describing Yom Tlasa Sarbe Yom Nikanar. As we had said, that the 13th of Adar is called Yom Nikanar, and that's the day of Megillas Tainus. And the question is, Mao Yom Nikanar, was Yom Nikanor, what's so special about it? So Shelton Shemachos Yavon, there was one of the officers, or one of the generals of the Greek Empire. His name was Nikanor. He was a pretty bad fellow. Over Alexandria, he was on his way to Alexandria to wage a war. And Varaz Yushalayim, he saw Yushalayim, he saw the base of Mikdash, Vechir, Fegida, Vinietz, he blasphemed, he cursed against it. And Amri said, Bishuvi, Bishalayim, when I come back in peace from the war, Atet Samigdal Zeh, I'm going to break and smash this tower, referring to the base of Mikdash. And what happened? Vyatza Elev Echem Mishal Bez Chashmonai, one of the Chashmonai went out towards him. He was just playing through all of of his soldiers killing them right and left, ad shigia l'kreichen shalai, until he reached the chariot of this Nicanor himself, v'kim shigia l'kreichen shalai, once he reached his chariot, cut his yadai, he cut off this Nicanor's hand, v'chatech his raishai, then he chopped his head off, v'tachman ba'etz, he placed him on a pole, v'kasav milamaton, and he wrote underneath it, ha'pesh shidira ba'ashma, the mouth that spoke such blasphemy, v'ayat shapashtu b'gaiva, and the hand that stretched itself out in haughtiness, that these are them, and v'tolim b'kundus neged Yerushalayim, they were hung up on this pole, on this tall staff, facing Yerushalayim, and that was a great salvation that happened on the 13th of Adar, and that's how I got this name, Yom Nicanor. Now we continue discussing this, and in the upcoming Gemara, we're going to be having two times where we switch around the names, Rameh and Rabbi Yaisi. So here's our first one, Al Daitin to Rabbi Yaisi Nicha. We understand according to Rabbi Yaisi, we have to say that the 13th is a day in Megillas Esther. Why is that? Because Balis Lefanav, it's coming to Aser the day before, since we know that Yud Dalet is Purim, and according to Rabbi Yaisi, the day before anyway is Aser, so really there's no reason for Megillas Tainus to state that Yud Gimel is a special day that you're not allowed to fast and give a hesped on, because it's the day before Yud Dalet, and the day before is Aser according to Rabbi Yaisi. It must be the only reason why it's mentioned is in order to say that the 12th of Adar is Aser. However, here's a real question. Al Daitra Rav Meir, Maba Loiser. According to Rav Meir, what's it coming to Aser? Loiser Lefanov, Lesley. Rav Meir doesn't hold that the day before a day of Megillas Tainus is Aser. And Atzmai Aser of Bnei Arbasar. The 13th itself, anyway, is Aser to fast or eulogize on, according to Rav Meir, because it's the day before Purim, and everybody agrees that the day before Purim is Aser Behesped B'Tainus. So why does Megillas Tainus have to mention Yud Gimel as a special day, according to Rav Meir? And the answer is, Bala Diacha, Shuhu Aser Behesped, really is coming to tell you that it, meaning Yud Gimel, is Aser Behesped. Rav Meir only holds that the day before Purim is Aser B'Tainus, not Behesped. And that's according to Rav Meir. Yud Gimel is mentioned to tell us specifically that Hesped is Aser. However, we continue. Afil Ad Rabbi Yaisi, Lasi Makshaya, isn't it problematic, even according to Rabbi Yaisi? Loi Kein Tani, wasn't it taught in Megillas Tainus? B'Chein Aser Be'an, the 12th of it, meaning the 12th of Adar, Yom Tirion, that's Yom Tirion. So according to Rabbi Yaisi, what's the purpose of mentioning Yud Gimel? To say the day before is Aser? We already know the day before is Aser, because Yom Tirion, it's a different special day. And once again, the Gemara says, V'am Rabbi Yaakov Acha, the Batal Yom Tirion, Yom Shinar, Luyan Su Papas, the Yom Tirion already became Batal, because it was the day that Luyan Su Papas got killed, and therefore it's not a question. We continue discussing. Megillas Tainus tells us, V'abasa Sar, V'chamesha Sasar, Puria, Diloy Mespud, the 14th and the 15th, that's Purim, one's not allowed to give a spade on them, and Beshis Sasar Bey, on the 16th of Adar, Shari Lemiv Neshur Yushalayim, it became permitted to begin rebuilding the walls of Yushalayim, and Diloy Mespud, no giving a spade on that day. And so now we discuss the 16th of Adar, Al Dat Rameyer, Nicha. According to Rameyer, this is good. It's necessary to mention the 16th of Adar, Bal Loisar, Atzmai, that's a proper Girsa, it's coming to Aser it itself, because Rameyer of our Mishnah doesn't hold that the day after as a problem, and therefore the day after the 15th of Nisan technically is permitted. That's why Megillas Tainus has to say that the 16th is Aser. But Al-Tet Rabbi Yaisa Mabal Oyser. According to Rabbi Yaisi, what's Megillas Tainus coming to Aser by saying that the 16th is a special day? Loiser Lefan of Leslay, it doesn't need to Aser the day before the 15th of Adar, that's Purim, and Atzmai Aser, Mnei Chamisha Aser. It itself, meaning the 16th is Aser because of the 15th, because Rabbi Yaisi holds that the day after a special day is also Aser, and so 15th is Aser because of Purim, that means the 16th is Aser as well, because it's the day after Purim. So, according to Rabbi Yaisi, why does Megillas Tainus have to mention the 16th as a special day? The Gemara answer is, Bala Ideacha, Shu Aser Behesped. It's coming to tell you that's Aser Behesped. Rabbi Yaisi only holds that the day after a special day is Aser Behesped, but not Behesped. That's why, according to Rabbi Yaisi, the 16th is mentioned in Megillas Tainus to tell you that it's Aser Behesped. Now, the Girsa that we're going with skips the next 4.5 lines, so go to the 5th line where it says, Beshiva Aser. We continue discussing these days, Beshiva Aser Bey, on the 17th of Adar, Kamara Maya. The people rose up against the leftovers of the Seferim, meaning the leftover Talmid Chamim in this area called Kolchis and Bezavdin, and they were going to destroy them. But Bahava Parkon, there was a salvation, and so that's a special day. And once again, the Gemara says, Al Dat Reb Meir, Nicha. According to Reb Meir, this is good because Bal Oyser Atzmon is coming to Aser that day itself. But Al Dat Reb Yaisa, Ma Bal Oyser. According to Reb Yaisi, what's it coming to Aser? Lafon of Leslay, there's no reason to Aser the day before because we already know the day before is Aser because it just said that the 16th is a special day, and Atzmai Aser, it itself is Aser because it's the day after a special day. And the Gemara actually concludes with this question. Now, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, who's in Amira, comes along to argue with everything we just said. Kol Ilin Milaya, all these things we mentioned, Megillas Tainus, Loi Misayin, Veloi Tavron, Loi Al Rav Meir, Veloi Rabbi Yosef, they're not a help and they're not a question on Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yosef. Loi Ba El Limnos Yom Shinas Bem Nisim L'Yisrael, the only purpose is to mention days that Nisim happened to the Yidden, not to be used to ask questions on Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef, Hesped, Tainus, is it Mutter, is it Aser? It's just simply a listing of all these days that wonderful beautiful things happen to the Yidden. And Teilu Chashu Kain, you should know this is true. The Tanini, because it's taught, Bereish Yarcha de Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Yiskin Tamida, that's when the Talmud was firmly established. This was Homachlex with the Tzedukim regarding the Karban Talmud, and the Chum ended up winning, and the Loyal Mesped, on that date special, one is not allowed to give us paydim. Now, Beloikach, Enoi Asr Machmas Rosh Chodesh, without the Mishnah telling us this, isn't it obvious that you're not allowed to give a Hesped on that day because Rosh Chodesh, it's the first of Nisan? So it must be that when we list all these special days, even though it says you're not allowed to give a Hesped, that's not the main point it's trying to tell us. The purpose is just to tell us how special days because of things that happened to the Yidden. Now the Gemara asks, we have a brass that tells us, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one's allowed to fast before and afterwards, which means a person's allowed to fast on Friday and on Sunday. And so here the question is, why are you so makel with these? Meaning with Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can fast before and after, but you're machmer with these, meaning all the days of Megillah's Tainis, here's a problem to some degree, fasting before and afterwards. And the answer is, that these days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're Medai Raisa, and so they don't need to be strengthened. Of course, people are going to keep them. However, all the days of Megillah's Tainis, they're just Derabbanans, and we have to strengthen a Derabbanan in order to make sure that on the day itself, people aren't over on anything, so we're even going to Aser the day before and afterwards to some extent. Now, we have further clarity on this. The Gemara tells us, this whole discussion was before the Revatal Megillah's Tainis. But after the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, the Revatal Megillah's Tainis, Batul Kel Elu, all these days Revatal, none of them have to be kept. And we see this from many more sources. Rav Chanina, Rav Yonasan, Trehan, Omen, both of them say, Batul Megillah's Tainis, Megillah's Tainis was Revatal. And Rav Sima, Trehan, Omen, both of them say, Batul Megillah's Tainis. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer, he says, Batul Megillah's Tainis. But now they want to ask a question. Omer, Rabbi Yechon says, Emma Shisi Shaina, last night I learned the following. The Maestro Shigazu Tainis Mechanical Belod, there was a story that there were guys are fast day on Chanukah in Lod, and Rav Amrav Rav Lezer Shasipir Rav Yeshua Shirachatz, they said about Rav Lezer that he took a haircut and the Yeshua went in the bathhouse, and that's definitely not allowed to be done on a Tainis. And Amrav Rav Yeshua, Yeshua told them to Uvesanu Amashi Sanisem, you should go out and fast because you fasted. Namely, by the mere fact that you fasted on Chanukah, which is a special day in Megillah's Tainis, you should have to fast for doing that. Now here's the question, Vata Amrav Batal Megillah's Tainis, you're saying Megillah's Tainis is Batal? We clearly see that it wasn't. Chanukah is a day in Megillah's Tainis, and we see that Rav Yeshua and Rav Lezer strongly protested fasting on this day. So Rav Bahi answers, no, Vafilu Tainu Batal Megillah's Tainis. You could even say that Megillah's Tainis wasn't Batal. It's just a Chanukah Purim loy Batalu. Both Chanukah and Purim, these were great nisim that happened for all of Am Yisrael. They did not become Batal. And furthermore, Mulein Rabbanan Amri Batal Megillah's Tainis, the following members of Rabbanan tell us that Megillah's Tainis was Batal. Rav Yonasan Saim Kol Ruvas Reish Shasa. Rav Yonasan, he used to fast every Erev Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Avon Siim Kol Ruvas Shuva. Rav Avon used to fast every Erev Shabbos. And that's even if it fell on the day of Megillah's Tainis. And also Rav Zeira, some Talas Mavon Sumin. Rav Zeira fasted 300 fasts. Vistamri, some say, Cha Mavon, they fasted 900 fasts. It was either a course of 1 year or 3 years that he was fasting basically every single day besides Shabbos and Yom Tov. And V'loi Chashal Megillah's Tainis. Clearly, he wasn't bothered by days of Megillah's Tainis. So clearly, it was in his battle. And one last member about this, Rav Yaakov Ra'acha Mifkel Sefraya. Rav Yaakov Ra'acha instructed the Cheder Rebbeim, the name Itas Isa. If a woman comes, Mishalin Chayin, asking you when they're able to fast, Amrin La, you could tell her, B'chol Masanin, you could fast on any day that you want, Chotz Mishabbas Yom Tovim Rosh Chodesh V'chol Shemoyed V'chanukah Purim, except for Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, Chanukah, and Purim. Every other day is fair game for a fast day, even if it's Megillah's Tainis. Clearly we see that Megillah's Tainis was Batal. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to discuss regular fast days for rain. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.